the interruption, but...
All right. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2.
Click and go back this way. Oh, here. Click and go that way.
Who they hire will be interesting. I don't know.
Tyler Perry.
Yep. There it is. Michael Jordan on the breakaway.
Wow. You do the introduction since you said something like that. That's wild.
Hey, man. Shout out to whoever sent me a death threat on Twitter today. Appreciate you.
Like directly, or they sent you a via DM?
Nah, via DM. So I checked my message requests, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you saw it yesterday. I was talking about Shensia and the way she was eating mangoes. Shout out to her.
Send that to me.
I got you when we're off here. Yeah, they're like, oh, why are you sexualizing somebody eating a melon? Go die of cancer. I'm like, bro, what? Like, this is a joke, man. Goddamn.
So how is she? No, I can't ask a grown man for that. Lightning brother, if I ask a grown man how to eat a mango.
Hey, man, shout out to whoever that was. You got zero followers. You're on a burner account. Like, come on, son. Like, because I'm talking about Shensia eating melons. Shout out to her, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jamaican women getting their healthy eating habits. You know what I mean?
Where did you even see this at? Because on her TikTok, the last thing I saw, all right, so y'all know what it is. It's Banks versus Davis. This is actually part of Banks 15. I got Josh here from the Reggae Boys, my brother. We don't need to do the long-ass introductions. Because y'all know who it is, bro. This is my brother, like, real.
Shout out to the white boy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to me coming back on the Travis Porter podcast, you feel me? Black boy, white boy shit.
He still don't know who Travis Porter is. He got to stop listening to Drake for a lot of reasons.
Lightning, brother. Lightning.
I mean, yeah. You can listen to that GTA-ass music, then go ahead.
I mean, shout out to that fucking house music, whatever. Shout out to Club Space music. Shout out to the Snowfall music, you feel me? The other Snowfall, not the TV show.
Yeah, shouts out to Studio 54.
Facts.
The oomph is fucking hilarious. He said this, the oomph. I don't even know how to spell that.
Nah, you can just make it up. I mean, it's a, what is it, onomatopoeia, some shit like that? Yeah, that's a word, right? Onomatopoeia?
I think so. I'm trying to spell that out. That's why I was quiet for a second. I'm like, fuck it. This is how I spell in my mind. How I put it in the private chat.
Let's see. I'm going to check it. Nah. I've seen it spelled as O-O-N-T-Z. And then, like, you double it, you feel me? So, who's ass music?
You got to put that in the private chat, though.
Gotcha.
So, this is what I saw on her TikTok. So two things I saw on her TikTok, right? But like I said, like, everybody know how I am with social media, but TikTok, I'll get on, like, when I get a chance, bro. Fucking week has been insane anyway, so it's like, bro, between, it's only so much I can communicate with people on, because it's like, damn, bro, I'm tired of talking, and I gotta work. But, so last night, to let you know how I am as a person, last night, I got on TikTok. So instead of, like, looking at other TikToks, I go to Shensia. Why? Because she finding a motherfucker. What do y'all want me to do? Lie to y'all? Y'all been here for damn near 100-some episodes of content altogether. Yeah, definitely 100-some episodes of content altogether.
Definitely. Right? You know,
so y'all should know who I am. This man has been around me.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's a shoot.
It's a shoot. Like, I am on this microphone. Pause. Is the same way I am in person.
Hey, yo, lightning, brother, lightning.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about that.
Nah, you good. Nah, continue. My fault.
No. You got to do that because I'm going to tell you why. And it relates to this hashtag vacation I'm going on by Halloween. Why Halloween? I'll explain later. So I saw her TikTok and I saw two different things. So the first thing, it came up on my feed. You know how TikTok and the algorithms are. They're like, yeah, you a nasty bastard. You want to see this? I'm like, yeah, I do want to see this. They know me very well.
Shit, freak. Yeah. Shout out to the Nihao government. You feel me?
Shouts out to Josh Cousins and shouts out to the Nihao women that's on there that stick. Because they got that on TikTok and I'll send it to you later.
But yeah, shout out to that one TikTok I sent you that had me regretting things, but you know, that'll be another discussion.
Shouts out to that one TikTok that, you know, a brother from a wrestling podcast that's under 30 years old sent me without snitching on him. Because that's how I would, you know what I mean? I saw the combo C, as I called it.
Huh. Send me this TikTok.
Brother, they tapping into to that market. If they tap into that market, yeah, I'm definitely about to learn Mandarin.
Yeah, you know what? I think I might have to start using TikTok for real, for real. Like, I barely check it. Like, I only checked it, like, what? Because that one TikTok I saw that I showed you, I was like, damn, maybe I fucked up. I was like, damn, you know what? I probably didn't. I'll be all right.
Son, I'm telling you, that's the way. Like, every time we talk, I keep trying to explain to you how TikTok is the way that it relates to the hashtag extraordinary women. Fuck good women. They got some extraordinary women on there.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, definitely a lot of hashtag talent. You feel me? I'm Wayne Josh. You feel me? The Coochie Scout.
No, definitely. I don't know. We gonna have to do. Fuck, we here. We need some content. Anymore. Well, we don't need content. We create content just by talking. But I'm trying to think. Who is top five coochie scouts that we know? So it's in no particular order. It's me, you,
Van,
then, maybe Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Gangrel. Is he Gangrel or are you Gangrel?
No. He's definitely Gangrel for reasons I won't say here. Bruh, the shit he'll send me after he sent me like the woman's IG. I don't want to snitch on my brother, but hey man, go find God. Stop texting and go find God.
Yeah, shout out to my brother Tim, man. My dog was out in Colombia. Hashtag Aventatalk. That was him.
Okay, so that relates to later on in hashtag vacation. So
say less.
I got it. I might, you know what? I think I'm Jamaican at this point. I keep saying it just because of all the shit that I do. I think, my brother, it's time for us to go on a vacation. So we're going to talk off air about the details of it, but I think I need you to come with me. I don't need you to come with me, but I would want you to come with me. So I might have to figure something out. I had to going work on a little vacation with him.
Nah, I feel you. Going on vacation with another man is crazy. Lightning. Nah, I'm kidding. My fault. Let me be a little bit serious. You know what I mean?
No. We have to joke, bro. I don't believe in being serious all the time because I'll lose my fucking mind. I got to joke.
Hey, you can't. Nah, you can't.
Yeah, like, dog. Are we getting older? We work our asses off. Nah, I have to joke.
Yeah, something people, I feel like they don't know about me. They think I'm like a comedian all the time, which in real life, I'm actually pretty serious, you feel me? Like, I no sell jokes all the time, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, Twitter, et cetera, that's where I get the jokes off, you know what I'm saying? Like, or if you know me. But other than that, I'm pretty much serious. I ain't got shit to joke with you about if I don't know you, you feel me?
Thanks. So I'm thinking to myself right now about how the vacation shit. So you know what I'm thinking of? Like, this is a 10-year anniversary of 30-year anniversary of the greatest team put together, like the USA men's basketball team. I'm thinking to go to the Dominican. Bro, we old. Yeah, it's been 30 years.
Damn, son. I mean, I was like literally a baby, son. It's also the 30th year anniversary of Hurricane Andrew, which is insane.
You gotta post that picture.
Oh no, for sure. The anniversary is in August, bro. I mean, obviously, because I was 1 year old, I don't remember shit. But yeah, that shit changed Dade County, man. All the fucking crackers left after that shit.
So, I mean, oh, so I guess some good.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess some good happened to you. You know what I mean? Like, the crackers left, and yeah, that area of Dade County changed.
Hey man, I'm gonna be honest. Other than the earthquakes in Haiti. I want to say, in all seriousness, love to Haiti, but in all seriousness, in my last storm voice, love to the Haitian women, even that one that be hating on Josh.
Nah, shout out to her, though. You know what I mean?
I thought she was going to block me the other day. I was waiting on it, too.
What'd she say fuck me for? That's what I want to know, 50 Cent voice.
Bro, I was like, all right, she definitely gonna block me this time. She didn't block me at all. You see how I do with Twitter too? Like, I'm gonna show my Abby when I'm about to do some bullshit so they know who the shooter was. Other than that, I never show my Abby, but if I change my Abby to actually show my face, it's a reason for that. I want you to slander me, please. I was waiting for her to do it. I gave her 3 days. I said, all right, bro.
Gave her 3 days is crazy. Yeah, I mean, shout out to her, though. I mean, good Haitian woman. I'll say that.
She is a good Haitian woman because I think 99% of Haitian women are good. The problem with her is, you know what I mean, and I'm starting to believe maybe this shit is real. Maybe the crystal bitches is telling the truth. Like, she is a hashtag Gemini woman. And I'm starting to believe, just based on my interaction this year with a Gemini woman, or two of them, yeah, maybe it's some truth to that shit. Yeah, you don't want to elaborate? Okay. I'll say that. Go ahead. You want me to elaborate on it?
I mean, one of them was a side thing that I had back in the day. I tried to spin the block while I was still with my redacted, and, yeah, she blocked me. So, shout out to her.
Okay, so always spin the block. I want anybody that's listening to this, thank y'all for being here. This is a collab once again. So, Banks versus Davies and then Reggae Boys. So, random numbers up. Like, Reggae Boys. Go ahead.
Shout out to Troy. He's not here. You know what I'm saying? He's probably taking care of his 15 kids. You know what I'm saying? Real Jamaican man. Shout out to Davis, you know what I'm saying? Black boy, white boy shit, Travis Porter podcast, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So our co-hosts are taking, one of them is taking care of his kids. The other one is probably like ironing out all his OBO sweaters.
That's insane. Free Davis from the OBO dungeon, man.
Also, he partied next door.
I mean, hey, man, y'all niggas said I sound like that green-ass nigga, man. No, I fuck do not.
You know what's crazy? I legit have never heard him spoke a word other than when he sing. I promise to God I never heard the Party Next Door interview.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he does interviews, right?
I mean, you got to say something. I've never heard him say a word.
I mean, he said shout out to bitches from Nicaragua, but check cosign, great women.
Okay, let's be clear too. Part of the Banks may be titled, how do we title this? Word to the, I don't even know how to title it.
Pardon the Reggae Boy.
Pardon the Horchata.
Pardon the Horchata is crazy. Shout out to the Horchata on my 40-ounce van shit. Also, fuck that green ass thing. He's fat.
Wait, who?
40-ounce van.
You gotta explain to me what happened.
Nah, he ain't do nothing to me personally. He's just a green ass nigga, man. You don't remember that era of Twitter? Where he's like tweeting, like, he was like Justin the Boy before Justin the Boy, pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so we should actually give him credit for that because Justin the Boy stole his own sauce.
Should we really give him credit?
Why not? Even you, hey man, fuck, people need credit too. Because at least you did it.
Do they really?
Yeah, because you did it. You didn't have to do it.
Exactly. That's why we shouldn't give them the credit.
But at least you did it. Like, this is how I work in my mind, right? If you're going to do something, do it all the way. Like, if you're going to be a fuckboy, be 1,000% fuckboy. If you're going to be a real one, be 1,000%. Don't be fucking 999 of anything in life.
Facts. Facts. So, yeah, if you all the way real, be all the way real, man. If you're a fuck nigga, you a fuck nigga. It is what it is, man.
Like, it's a person I can't say the name of that's a historical figure, but you know who I'm alluding to. Yeah, he did a lot of, he didn't do a lot of wild shit. He is the wild shit, but he committed to it. Is that me justifying his actions?
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Yeah, I know who you're talking about now. Nope.
Yeah. I ain't justifying his actions. Hell fucking no. I ain't justifying his actions. He did that shit, and we still talking about him to this day.
He'll be all right.
Well, I don't think so. He in hell.
Well, he's going to be, wait, who are you talking about? Because last time I checked, that person I think you're referring to, they're still alive. I think.
Okay, so I got you. Because I ain't going to say off air. Hold on.
Nope.
Stay right there.
Nope.
That's all I'm like. I like the fact that I can speak in metaphors.
Nah, I feel you. Oh, yeah. That'll help for sure.
Yeah, I'm not justifying his actions at fucking all, but god damn it, the bastard went all the way off of some, and it's awesome green shit too. Like, you know how they say like the villain origin story? Like, no, that's right. Not even a villain origin story. You just a villain.
You was just a villain from the start. I mean, and you got people who are still out here still idolizing him. You know what I'm saying? Former prime ministers of certain countries who recently passed away kind of agreed with them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the name, but you know, hey man, all I know is that Ron DeSega is no longer with us. You feel me?
Hey,
is that racial?
Not really. I mean, I want to say first off, shouts out to my real Cubans and the Cuban women. But like when fucking Ted Cruz died, like I don't want to hear none of the Cubans celebrating him, bro.
I mean, they don't got that many Cubans in Texas as opposed to like Florida and shit. It's like him and Sammy Guevara pretty much. Which, fuck Sammy Guevara.
I thought he was Mexican. He Cuban?
Yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah, he's Cuban.
Oh, that's great shit.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I swear I thought he was Mexican because he's from San Antonio.
Houston, but same shit. Well, not same shit. Shout out to Houston.
No, that's a total 180.
Yeah, not really the same shit. Yeah, shout out to Houston. I'll be out there in November. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dallas, too. I'll also be out there in November for any of the hashtag good women that are listening. Shout out to y'all.
Houston. Boy, they got a ton of them.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, I got half of my family lives out in Texas, so, you know, I'm going for Thanksgiving and all that. You know, soul food, woman for the soul, you know what I'm saying? Same shit.
I was talking about their weight.
Wait, say again?
They heavy.
I mean, that's fine. I don't discriminate.
Okay, so shouts out to the women.
Unless you're Yakubian descent, then yes, I discriminate.
So you saying you gonna hit Lizzo?
Wait, say again?
So Lizzo, you're scared. That's what type of
scared. Lizzo is a good woman, but she's kind of corny. I can't do corny.
You know what? It's a trend that's going on, right? This is based on Summer Walker, too. I'm going to throw your name out there. Even though you look like a hashtag good woman, but you're definitely not a hashtag good woman.
Yeah, I mean, she's not all the way up there upstairs. I mean, I can't. That's another thing. I can't do stupid women, man. Like, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person. Like, I don't want to come off as a misogynist because that's something I'm not. But, like, I feel like I can't have a conversation with you, even if it's just like a fuck thing, like I can't deal with you. I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, so you're talking about like 98% of women in America.
No, I've actually been relatively lucky with well, then again, I guess the type of woman I go for, you know what I'm saying? I go for smart women on purpose.
You have to, but at the same time, how do we know they're smart? I know I'm about to sound like Kevin Samuels, but...
I mean, based on conversations, I mean, you might have some stupid opinions, but, like, some of the other opinions, they kind of balance it out.
But the thing is about opinions, right? As it relates, because many women have I talked to allegedly that have given me opinions about anything. Now, for the most part, I think all the women I interact with, they just give me some type of like conversation ever as it relates to life in general or ideals that they have. It's always like some insight conversation. I can't recall the last time I had a woman that was just like, I'll take that back. It's like finding things to talk about, but for the most part, the women I do, you know, allegedly talk to have valid like conversation pieces to them and not more similar opinions.
No, I mean, like, I like to talk to women like about music, you know what I'm saying, like their views on politics, you know what I mean, like shit like that.
Also, you like, a real one just like me.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see like where the heads are. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're an idiot, I can't really deal with you. I can't.
No, facts. And we're too old and too busy to deal with shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not really into dry conversations, man. Like, even like I said, even if it's a fuck thing, like maybe I might want to like stay around for like 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? After the fact, you know what I'm saying, in those 5 minutes, we can have a conversation.
No, I totally agree, bro. Like, I can't do back and forth, like, what do you think? Like, damn, bitch, I don't know.
Nah, I hate that. What are you doing shit? Like, dog, you don't have anything interesting to talk about?
I know, bro. That's how you get deleted on my phone ASAP, shit.
Like, damn, at least I have, like, some interesting perspective on music or some shit, you feel me? Like, again, shout out to all the hashtag good women that like hashtag real hip hop.
I mean, we talked about it before we came out here. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, all women to listen to is like Pooh Shiesty, Kevin Gates.
And these wait, are women. Wait, hold on. I like Pooh Shiesty.
People think I'm joking. For a year now, I'll be telling people, I promise you, I can't name a song. That's no disrespect to him. It's just me. I can't name a song.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, the thing about music, man, is not for everybody. You feel me? Like, yeah, they might be popular to everybody else, but that doesn't mean you gotta like them. You feel me? That's fine.
No, he actually, it's just, I haven't had a chance to get to it. Like, it's a lot of shit. The thing is with me and music, like, I tell people, I don't really want to talk about music. I don't listen to a lot of music. Unless I'm in a certain mindset to listen to shit. But for me, for the most part, like, the beautiful thing about streaming is I can go back and listen to it if I wanted to today. I might listen to Pooh Shiesty today, or I might, my mind would just go back and be like, oh shit, remember that Pooh Shiesty song? Or Pooh Shiesty, we were talking about me and Josh. I might listen to it based on that. Because the past 2 days, I actually have been hearing him. Like, on another podcast, they mentioned him. Today, we mentioned him. So maybe it's a sign from John, to listen to Pooh Shiesty. I don't know if it's a sign from John, but I'm just gonna listen.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to his album last year. It was pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened to Bo in a while. If you're listening to this, you know what I'm saying, you listen to Reggae Boys, I've been like on my dancehall shit. Other than that, I listened to West Side Gun shit. I reran Duke Deuce's album. Shout out to Glorilla.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's too nice outside for me to listen to West Side Gun. Hell, it could be cold, warm, motherfucking raining, snowing. I ain't listen to no West Side Gun, bro.
I mean, I like the nigga, man. I mean, the nigga could spit, but I can see why some people don't fuck with him.
Did you see those? It's on TikTok, but people put shit on TikTok. That lets you know how TikTok running shit.
I know you're talking about, like, how to do like a West Side Gun verse, right? Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
And it's got a spot on. Can't hold it.
Exactly. Nah, it's completely spot on. That makes it funnier.
Yeah, I got to go through that trend. Like, I just saw one and kept it pushing. Like I said, this week has been crazy, so I haven't really been tapped into a lot of shit. And for the most part, it seemed like it's been a calm week anyway, so.
Yeah, type shit. I mean, I've been dealing with, like, adult shit this whole weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking shout out to Lowe's, man. Niggas ain't installed my washer rack, so I tried to do it myself. And, yeah, it still didn't work. But, you know, I got warranty on it, so, yeah. I'll be all right.
As a West Indian man, you're supposed to do everything yourself. Even pick up the washer and dryer and put it on your back. Pause.
Wait, why is that a pause?
Put it on your back.
All right, you got it. Lightning, brother, lightning. Nah, I mean, I kind of know how to do it, but at the same time, like, I try to go get some tools for it, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, these fucking crackers at Lowe's, man, they ain't want to help a nigga out. So I said, you know what? Let me not break this shit. I got it, man. Use a fucking warranty. But that should be useful for something.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to hold you, man. Like, I'm not one of those, like, do yourself. Like, my pops tried to teach me, but, like, I'm just like, all right, this is cool, but, like, I want to play video games, my nigga. I want to be doing this shit.
See, that's your West Indy side telling you to do that.
I mean.
Or your Yankee side. Your Yankee side is just making you not, you know, put shit together. You got to call another man to put stuff together for you.
Calling another man is crazy. Lightning, brother, lightning.
Like every West,
I'm talking shit.
So like every West Indy person I know, they like, all right, I got to do it myself. Like if yo, especially the ones that's married, because they got this whole thing like, yo, you have another man, like do shit for you, like fix a car, fix a tire, whatever the case may be, and your wife see it, it's like a shame thing or something.
For me, it's not a shame. It's like, I know a lot, but I don't know everything. So it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm comfortable enough as a man, like, to know I don't know everything. You feel me? Like, and if I don't know it, it's better for me not to fuck it up and, like, call somebody who knows better than me in that specific realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we live in America now. I ain't trying to do all that shit.
Well, that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Came to America for a better life, right?
Exactly, bro. I'm not trying to install parts and do this and do that. Like, if you could hire somebody for a job, I feel like you should do it. Fuck all that pride shit, put that aside.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, none of us do. And we never will. So, like, it's better to be humble and, like, accept where you don't know something and ask for help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, whether it be for something like a washer. Or something, I don't know, something less trivial, you know what I'm saying? Or more trivial, my fault.
Thanks, so I'm not trying to install that shit. It's hard enough I gotta install the game on the Xbox, all right? And I ain't got no space, now I gotta make decisions like, what do I need to delete if I don't have external memory, so.
Word, yeah, I gotta do that with my PS4 probably. I probably have to delete some shit, even though I rarely use the shit, honestly. Like, I played the last FIFA, and it's all right. I only got it because it was like $10 in the PlayStation store, so shout out to EA. But not really.
That's their bread and butter right now. That's literally all they got is just FIFA, because there's still people that buy Madden, but not as much as they used to.
Type shit. I mean, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're gonna change it to. I think it's EA Sports Football Club or some shit like that. But yeah, man, I'm old enough to remember, what was it? When shout to Konami. I don't know if Konami still does PES, like Pro Evolution.
I think they just do the arcade now.
Word? Damn, that's crazy.
It's like they just do the arcade, and it's not meaning. Shouts out to Arcade Odyssey. It's not that we
Shout
are.
out to Arcade Odyssey, man. Good times. We'll say that.
There's not that many arcade places, so you could be like, all right, Dave and Buster's. But I think more so overseas and like Japan is where they have it. But I remember Pro Evolution, I played that shit. Everybody like, it's way harder than FIFA. That's why I never really got too deep into it.
Yeah, it is. I remember I had the version on, I think it was International Superstar Soccer Pro. It was like the France 98 version because I remember Jamaica's in that shit. I played as Jamaica, Colombia, England, all these countries like they're in it, but like they went PES or whatever the fuck. It's like they never have all the licenses. Like back in the day, I remember their big shit was like Copa Libertadores, which I know I'm butchering that pronunciation, but that's like the South American equivalent to the Champions League. And yeah, that's all they had, bro. That and the actual Champions League, but FIFA bought that shit, so niggas ain't have no reason to play that shit no more.
Fucking military out here.
Damn, my son out there in Jamaica for real, that's crazy.
All right, in case y'all not knowing, I'm recording inside, but I'm like right next to the window. And legit three like Call of Duty ass helicopters just passed by.
Damn, that's crazy. My dog in Tivoli Gardens, man. That's crazy.
I'm like, damn, should I be nervous? Like, is it a war going on outside? No man is safe from as I record a
Yeah.
podcast.
I mean, it's the war. Never mind. You got it.
Old
Never mind.
viewers, yeah.
Well, that too, but I mean, never mind. Shout out to 46, but not really.
Yeah, let's go with not really, brother.
I mean, he's better than the other man, but not really.
That's all I'll say.
I'll say it. Fuck 46, fuck 45. You know what I'm saying? The American government is fucked. We're going low key into our fascist era, and it's about to get spooky, man. That's all I got to say about that.
Hey man, shout out to the stimulus checks I used to get. That don't come no more.
Oh yeah, for sure. Shout out to the stimulus, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to inflation. Shout out to gas prices actually going down, though. That's actually positive.
Type shit. Everybody thought it was gonna be like $7 a gallon and losing their mind. I was like, bro, you know what I mean? People going off.
Yeah, I would definitely walk from my job. You know what I'm saying? There and back. I don't give a fuck how hot it is. It's 100 degrees outside. I'm walking. That's like a 3 hour walk. I don't care.
Bruh, halfway there, you're gonna definitely pass out.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, this fucking heat, though, like, quarter away, I'm probably passed out. And I have a tendency to wear all black all the time. Like, yeah, I'm not making it, bro.
If people don't know, doing anything in Florida, it's always hot to begin with, right? But doing anything
Right.
during the summertime in Florida is an extreme sport. Like going from your car into the store is an extreme sport.
Word.
Because
And if
when
you
it
got a
get hot,
mask on, son, if you still, well, if you're still wearing a mask like I do, like 75% of the time, like, yeah, man, you're sweating bullets, bro.
can't
Nothing
hurt you.
wrong
In
with
the past week, I've been raw dogging the air.
you. Raw dogging air is crazy. I mean, I usually don't, never mind. It's for the bitches, nigga.
Nah, shouts out to that transitions into this vacation. Yeah, I definitely have to wear a different type of mask because no.
Oh no, you definitely should always try to wear that shit. I mean, I've been guilty of not wearing it. You know what I'm saying? When it's somebody who's not my shorty, but I've been blessed by Jah himself, so shout out to that.
Yeah, I'm talking about when I take this vacation to this third world country. I think I'm definitely going to go ahead and just we're a different type of guys. I don't think. Yeah, I think I don't think I should be maskless out there. I don't think that would be safe for the things I'm up.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what country, but like, if you're going to Jamaica, man, don't do it. I mean, I have a story. Well, kind of a story. You know what I'm saying? I had an aunt who died of that shit down in JA. And this was back, you know, when JA was more JA than it was. And they thought certain people in the community, hashtag the community, spread that shit. And like, having that shit, you got treated like a leper, you feel me? And shit was insane. Nah, I mean, that's real shit, bro.
I know, I'm trying so hard to don't say because it's so true. I want to say, everybody that y'all see the TikToks, right? And they say certain remarks about the community. Y'all can't cancel them because they don't give.
I mean, can't cancel Jamaicans in Jamaica, man, because they don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, like it's this guy I follow on TikTok. I sent you one of his TikToks, like he be getting
his grandmother. Yeah.
They try to get his grandmother out of here. Like, bro, his grandmother look like she's like 70, 80 years old.
She look like she could be my grandma.
Gee, and she speak like fluent Patois. Like, bro, that's her first language. Like, y'all think y'all gonna get her up out of here? Come on, man.
Yeah, he's wild trying to get his OG canceled, you know what I mean?
She old Jamaica woman. Like, bro, if this one person you ain't gonna cancel, it's an old Jamaica person. They don't give her fuck.
They play by different rules. I mean, Jay plays by different rules, but especially that time period, yeah, man, they don't care.
And they'll say this shit out in public, too.
Yeah, I got an off-air story about that with my grandma, actually. Yeah, this shit happened pretty recently, so yeah, to see the shit, I'm just like, whoa, relax.
I saw something yesterday, right? I saw something yesterday, you know what I mean? Shouts out to the community once again. This person definitely is with the community, and I mean that because they was doing the Madeir, but this was a Spanish person doing the Madeir thing on a bike. And all I can say is, the other people that might be in the same ethnicity as this person, I didn't understand the word they were saying. They were speaking Spanish. All I saw was them looking, laughing, and I swore a slur was said. I don't understand what they said. I don't speak Spanish, but a slur was said.
Did the slur end with C-O-N? Con?
That's what they meant?
I think that's the word.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll put in the private chat.
That's exactly what they said, no lie. Yeah. I didn't, because it was so fast, I didn't get it, but I did heard them enunciate it in that way.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. I've heard the Colombian version, especially like where I grew up. Because like where I grew up, there's a lot of Colombians, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Shout out to Colombians, though. I'll say that.
Hey, man, listen, I just sent you a text. Once again, from TikTok with a Colombian one. Hey, man, shout out to Red Velvet.
Yeah, shout out to Red Velvet. Word.
I don't know what's been going on with her, but I guess because she injured, she's been going out of here with the content. She's been going dummy with the content.
Yeah, man, she's back in Kendall, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. All I know is Colombian Independence Day is in the next week. So if you see me with my Colombia jersey on, depending on Colombia, mind your goddamn business, bro.
Okay, we gotta find some parties.
Yeah, shout out to one time I went to Wynwood for Colombia Independence Day with the jersey on. You know what I'm saying? Niggas thought I was Colombian for real. I had to like try and sell it. I did that half baked shit though. I was like, bro's like, yo, what part of Colombia you from? I'm like, the part by the beach. Bro, instantly I was like, alright, bro. I'm like, my fault. I'm out here for the bitches, nigga. No fuck type of time I'm on, bro.
Hey man, I think we talked about that off here too. Hey man, I'm doing this entertainment shit. Come on, hold on, man. Let me see if I can find the drop. Y'all out here doing it. I'm doing it for the money. I ain't trying to impress my friends. If they like it, they like it. I don't know how to work this damn MacBook still. Anyhow, I lost the draw.
Nah, but you know, insert 50 Cent meme. If there's a meme you would probably associate with me, that's probably that one.
For the bitches, nigga. Bitches.
Yeah. Shout out to 50 though. It was his birthday recently. Shout out to that one thing I saw on Reggae Boys Radio.
That's how I feel about you, baby.
That shit's classic. That's real hip hop.
Shouts out to this one woman I work with that looked like Ashanti. I don't know if she's Trini or not, but she looked Indian. She got this gold nose piercing.
And, she might be. Mad. Yeah, she might be Trini or Guyanese. Maybe Jamaican too.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about one of those. She got like, but the only reason why she might just be Trini, I don't know if she's Trini. She got mad tattoos, so she might be Guyanese.
That's relax. Shout out to the Guyanese. Shout out to the Guyanese women, man. You know what I mean? If you catch me in Richmond Hill in New York, you know what I'm saying, with Trini and Guyanese women, mind your goddamn business. If you catch me where the Indian people be at in New York, again, mind your goddamn business.
Facts. The only reason why I say she definitely is Guyanese, because I don't think Trini and Jamaican women are allowed to get tattoos until they like 50. And even by the end,
I mean, definitely got a lot of women in Jamaica now with tattoos. I can't speak for Trini women. I haven't really dealt with too many Trini women, to be honest with you.
Facts. I've never seen every Trini woman I've seen looks good. I've never seen a bad Trini woman.
Oh, nah, for sure. Yeah. That's why I don't sound these women from Broward County, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of Trini women, a lot of Guyanese women, a lot of Jamaican women, a lot of Haitian women. Like, Broward niggas move wayward, but the Broward women, great women. I'll say that.
Facts. I've never seen the best of Trini women.
Yeah, shout out. Show Columbia
women. I've never seen a bad
look
Columbia women.
Facts. Shout out to Columbia women. Shout out to all the women from the Hammocks, you know what I'm saying? Women from the Row, Pepper Pines, you feel me? A lot of good Colombian women out there, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm gonna have to go home. I can look for some Colombian women one of these days.
Oh, you got an app for that?
What do you mean? For Colombian women?
Oh, like Latin women, like come as the app.
Oh, you mean one of them, like, you're basically like 90 Day Fiance ass apps? One of them shits?
Yeah, like, I think it's like called Chandas or some shit.
I mean, probably. I wouldn't be surprised, bro. I mean, I wouldn't use that shit personally. I mean, unless you're trying to be on your Joe Budden shit.
We'll just get it the way that he wouldn't do it. Going straight to the source, bro. That's what I plan on doing. Is I'm gonna follow you, you know. Shouts out to everybody that won't be taking vacation, even though I'm still probably going to record. It's definitely going to have content for that, but I plan on going to the Dominican Republic by Halloween. Why Halloween? Because it might get scary.
If you end up where our future shot Tony Montana, it might get scary, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tokisha, though. I'll say that. Real woman.
Okay, so where do I go to... How do you
right.
say purchase coochie? That's where I
want
to go, Dominican Republic.
I'm not the right person to answer.
That's all right. I got two sources.
Yeah, holla at them. You know what I'm saying? I never been to the yard, but definitely got to do that. You know what I'm saying? I got a passport. Might have to get my second one. You feel me? So I go to certain countries where y'all can't go. You know what I mean?
Antarctica or something. You said I can go to countries y'all can't go. We got a passport, we can go anywhere.
Now, the same countries, if you have an American passport, you can't go for obvious reasons. One of them being 90 miles from the United States. You know what I mean? So if I get that other passport, I could go there.
Hey, man, I'm just going to say this. Yeah, Reggae Boys might have to go. I'm definitely going. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Say I'm going to be at the beach. That's probably going to be like 50 to 80% of the time, other time. I'm going to some different type of sand.
Alright, you got it. You got it.
Like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. This is not what Banks does on this platform for any platform. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Y'all think I'm about to, I can go to Cancun or something if I want to go to the beach. Hell, I can go to Miami Beach right now if I want to just go to the beach and save way more money.
I mean, you go to Daytona Beach, you know what I'm saying? You go to Jacksonville Beach, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go to Fort Myers, Naples, et cetera, et cetera. Shit, they even got a beach in Pensacola, I think.
I think Pensacola is the beach.
I think Pensacola is on the Gold Coast, so it most likely has a beach. So, yeah, you go to the beach there. You go to Panama City Beach. Obviously, the one in Florida, not in Panama City, Panama, because I don't think they got a beach. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
I think I have so good one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, they got a lot of women of Jamaican descent down there. You know what I mean? I just had to make sure they're not my cousins. Panamanian? Yeah, I just got to make sure they're not. Nah, for real, because I know I have family that went to Panama. So, yeah, if they look kind of Asian looking, I might have to, like, avoid them. If they're, like, Black Chinese, like I am. Like, I might have to, like, avoid them. Yeah, because shout out to Panama, you dig?
Yeah, shout out to Panama. It's, you know, it's time to get out of America for a minute. They go, you know, do extracurricular activities. I'm not going to, like I said, I don't want to double down on the shit that I'll be saying, but I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all. I can't lie in 2022. This is what's going on. Why not? Because you're going to have to pay for it some type of way anyway. Mentally, spiritually, or financially. It's a catch-22 to all this.
I mean, hey, man, if you got to get it how you live, man. If you want to pay for it directly, it's the oldest profession in the world, man. So, you know, shout out to sex workers, man. Great women. Very great women. You know what I'm saying? I'll quote myself. I don't slut shame. I love sluts.
Facts. We over here at the DVD Pod Banks definitely love sluts. I thumbs up sex workers in more ways than one.
You got it.
It's just like, bro, fucking just because I don't want to. The dinner and the date shit is like, all right, bro, for a maybe. It's like, all right, bro, now you're going to spend. But they be talking on Twitter, $200 dates on the baby. You could have used that in either pay for it or you could have used that, saved it, maybe start an LLC. I don't know.
You could pay for dinner with Jay-Z. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't like going out to dinner dates personally. Unless like you're my girl. It's like one, I don't want you fucking eating my fucking food. Had to happen when Shorty wasn't my girl. I was fucking pissed. But I was like, you know what? I kind of have to no sell it because like I shouldn't even be here with you anyway. Cause like you're my side, so you know, there's no way.
Yeah, you can't take the side out to go eat, bro. Cause she's just a side order. A side order is always cheap.
I mean, yeah, me and her had a class together. You know what I'm saying? So basically, any time between classes, man, and yeah. Is what it is. I learned my lesson. Shout out to her. I think she broke up with her man. So, I think. I hope.
Get back in again.
I gotta confirm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like stinging the rafters right now. Trying to confirm.
And then 2022, always circle the block, bro. That's for me. That's for Banks. Always circle the block, bro. Because you know why? Either she's single now, or she about to be single. Either way, life is a 360.
Nah, that's facts. Yeah, man. I'm definitely staying in the rafters before I shoot, before I come down from the rafters. You know what I'm saying? If shorty fast, if I change, man, I'm staying with the mask. Take it off, I'm still the same you.
Also, kind of be like me. If she has a boyfriend, that don't matter. He got a champ. Go ahead and tell her. They not married.
I mean, if she got a boyfriend, I got a PlayStation. They both can play, you dig?
I only like women that got boyfriends anyway.
What do you mean by that?
Because that means I'm not your first priority. So you come to me when you need something. And I ain't talking about money.
So,
like a six man, I don't mind being Jamal Crawford, bro.
It's like, yeah, you can't really press me about anything because, like, you're not even supposed to be here, you feel me? So it's like, I can live my life.
Facts. Most of the women that got boyfriends be trying to, you know what I mean? They the ones that give me the most play. Because it's like, oh, okay. It's like, you got something to lose. I don't have nothing to lose. So why are you coming over here to me? I guess just because you want to see what's going on. And then maybe things might change. It's a, I'll tell you off here. Either way, you feel me? Keep that dude, please keep that dude. I'd rather be a role player or a six man.
In that situation, you know what I mean? I feel you. Yeah, shout out to all the taken women who want their release clause paid for, you know what I'm saying? Your soccer reference, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to certain players from certain clubs who want to leave. Specifically, United's number 7. If you want to go, buddy, you can go. We don't need you.
Facts. And once again, they for everybody, man.
Word. Shout out to Chaotic for that legendary song, you feel me? They're for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Real Dade County legend.
There's too many out here for me to be worried about. Just, you know, is she like me or not? If not, that's fine. Somebody does.
Pretty much. I mean, if not, man, you can just stay out the game, man. Focus on yourself. Like I tell niggas all the time, bro. Focus on yourself, bro. You'll be all right.
They think it's a joke when you say that, though.
I mean, I'm like half joking but half serious, but like you really should focus on yourself like all the time, you know what I mean? Like, unless like you're married, like for real married, like pretty much focus on yourself, man. Like, ain't nobody gonna take care of you, man.
Type shit, yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna take care of you, dog. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, for real.
Like, as a grown man, why are you trying to get somebody to depend on?
No, that's bad, bro. And it's alright to ask for help. You know, as a person that hate asking for help, it's alright to ask for help. Like,
yeah, of course. As we stated, yeah.
And my son Josh is like, you know what I mean? I give people a backstory about how this episode came to be, even though, you know what I mean, he got the keys to the car, he'd come through whenever. He was just like, you know what I mean? Just, I was like, yo, just come through. And then because, you know, like, we need to do a collab. We ain't did a collab episode in a minute. But that's all it is. But, you know what I mean? Like, as a person that hate asking people for help, sometimes it's cool to ask for help. You could do shit by yourself, but that don't mean it's meant to be done.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, like, we all need a support system, like, especially I've learned over the past, like, year and a half, like, no man is an island, you feel me? Like, I've had to ask my family for help, or they're just willing to help, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, man. None of us are an island, and as somebody who's not naturally somebody who likes to reach out for anything, I like to try to do shit by myself. Like, it's kind of nice to have a support system, you feel me? You know, some real shit.
Facts, you need that, bro. Like, nobody can get everything done by themselves. Like, it don't matter. Like, you could try. I've seen many of people try to do everything by themselves and they lose their mind. There's no way you can do everything by yourself.
Yeah. Mad emphasis on losing your mind because, like, yeah, man, you're going insane, you feel me? Like, you just can't. Like, if you can do it by yourself and you feel comfortable doing it by yourself, go for it. But if you feel like you need the help, you need the help. Like, it is what it is, man.
Facts. But now, we got anything else?
It's the Lord's Day, you feel me? Like, try to not move around, you know what I'm saying? To all you nasty ass niggas out there, man. Behave.
Sit the hell down. Like you said, it's the Lord's Day. Thank Jah for another day, even if shit difficult, because Jah got you here for a reason.
Nah, that's fact. Man. Yeah, man, it's the summer. Make sure you put your deodorant on. Wash your ass. You feel me?
Twice a day.
Twice a day. I'm saying clean your crib. Don't want to be out here living like, damn, bitch, you live like this meme. You don't want to live like that.
There's a lot of them out here living like that. Boy, let me be honest.
I mean, hey, man, I've seen it too. Like, even as a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have your crib dirty. Not even for the bitches. Just for yourself. You don't want fucking cockroaches running up in your crib, man. That's not wavy, son.
At all, bro. Like, please, please wash your ass and clean up. That's all I can say. Like, I ain't got nothing else to say. It'll take them about 5 to 10 minutes to wash your ass.
Word. Yeah, man. I ain't got nothing else to say. Shout out to Troy, Make for Love EP, all DSPs. You know what I'm saying? Support my dog. Shout out to Davis. You know what I'm saying? We got to get him to listen and try to support him, man. Like, next time I'm on here, like, that's my mission.
We got to. And we got to get him to say all the lyrics, too.
Relax. Relax. Not the awesome, certain man. Word.
No, he'll be all right.
Nah, I mean, he's not from Kemba, bro. He doesn't got to move like that.
But, you kind of right about that.
But nah, man, in all seriousness, man, shout out to, yeah, man. I ain't got nothing else to say. Follow Reggae Boys Radio with the S, not a Z. On Twitter, Instagram, all one word, Reggae Boys Radio. I guess if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, my Twitter is TheReal786. Instagram is the786 spelled out. But don't follow me, follow the pod pages, man. My brother Banks, appreciate you for having me, dog.
Oh, no, it's all love. You already know we're going to do this again regardless. We've done it several times recording, but, you know, pause. But we definitely going to do that again.
I'm sorry. Lightning. Love the lightning, brother.
Hey, y'all not going to see me in the DR on a moped with another grown man. Lava splash.
Lightning on Panda.
I be seeing that a lot. Hey, if we just gonna walk, we just gonna walk to where we gotta go. If I gotta do all that.
Yeah, nah. Ain't no fucking way, buddy.
I'll be all right. My feet gonna hurt, but I'll be all right.
Nah, you just got exercise, man. Walking in the mountains, you know what I mean?
You don't get insane about exercise in them mountains. You might come out looking like Bobby Lashley if you walk out there.
Hey, man, niggas got to get in shape. That's something else, man. I mean, in all seriousness, try to get in shape, try to eat right. That's something I'm trying to redo again. I'm trying to be like 2019 me, where I was like in the gym all the time, eating kind of healthy. You know what I'm saying? It's for the bitches, man.
That's all it is. All I can say is, hey, man.
Well, no. Follow.
Go ahead.
Nah, hold up. I want to clear it up. It's not for the bitches. It's for yourself. Fuck that. Because I could pull bitches being fat. You know what I mean?
That's all I'm about to say. I'm like, bro, hey, hair, no hair, skinny, swole, kind of, yeah, I don't kind of have issues, bro. Because you know why? It's talking. Y'all be talking about how Jay-Z and others get females. Hey, man, they know how to talk. That's all it is. That personality, motherfucker.
Word. And no means no, you nasty ass niggas.
Facts.
Big yeah, facts. Man. Other than that, I don't got nothing else to say, man. Follow the Reggae Boys, follow the BVD pod. Yeah, that's it.
And you can follow me once again.
for the bitches, nigga. Bitches.
At I am not Banks on IG. Yeah, preferably IG. That's where I promote the most. At. Follow me there. Yeah, that's it. I like Banks versus Davis on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. I want to get the subscribers up to like keep on just going up. I'll set a number next week or something, but right now, thank y'all for subscribing and being here. Get the numbers up. Reggae Boys Radio on all streaming platforms. Apple, Spotify. They have a 5-star on Spotify. Make sure y'all hit 5 stars. You can now rate podcasts on there. Otherwise than that,
give the BBD the 5 stars too on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Great podcast, man. Real shit.
Yeah. So, hey, same thing with Reggae Boys. 5 stars. Don't get no 4. Don't get no 3. 5 stars. You hating ass motherfucker on all platforms. Once again, my brother, thank you for coming through.
Nah, ain't no thing, bro. Thank you for having me, bro.
You already know. I talk to this man down there every day. I don't talk to Troy, but Troy don't fuck with me, buddy.
Nah, Troy is busy taking care of his kids, man. I mean, I wouldn't want to talk to niggas either, man.
Hey, man. I
mean, that nigga got 25 kids, man. I definitely wouldn't want to talk to nobody else. You know what I mean?
In the words of Michael Jordan, fucking kids.
Word.
And we out.
Peace.
Pardon the interruption, but...
All right. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2.
Who they hire will be interesting. I don't know.